On a Tuesday, what do we do at this time? We head over to FHN and the FHN Dial the Doc program. And today we're talking to the executive director of the FHN Foundation. Tanya Thayer is back with us again today. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
It's always great to talk to you. Of course, summer fun event coming up soon for the public to get out and enjoy the nice weather while supporting a great cause. It's gone virtual. Tell us about it.
Yes. So this is a bicycle ride, and it's our Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer.
And a biking event like this is usually, it's called the Grand Fonda, isn't it? But why is it called, is called the Grand Fondo, but why is it called the Grand Fonda?
Yes, so Grand Fondo was actually a bike race. It's a 100-mile race, and that's not what we're doing here. We have a bike ride with several different ride distances, but we named it after Dave Fonda, who was an avid cyclist in our community. He spearheaded this ride for years and years and years and wanted it to take his passion for fighting cancer and his passion for biking and put them together and do some good things. So he, back in 2007, decided to have people throw into a hat, and any money donated for this bike ride would go to the Cancer Center. Well, it eventually got more organized, and we've raised, I think, last year, 2 years ago, over $20,000, and all in the name of cycling fun and helping to fight cancer.
Now, this year's event's going to be a little bit different than previous years. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yeah, so in the past, we've all met at one location, some people riding the 30-mile route, some the 50-mile, and some the 75. We all head out, see each other on the road, and then meet back and maybe go grab a bite to eat together. Well, because of the governor's order and no groups of more than 10 can gather, we have made it a virtual ride. So we've posted on our website the different routes with so we have recommended roads to travel that we feel are relatively safe, and we've asked people to pick their own time and their own day and go out and ride those distances and still go online and make a donation to support the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center.
Now, the event does help provide funding for the Cancer Center. What kinds of things might that include?
Well, unfortunately, when it comes to fighting cancer, everything is expensive. I know just last month in May, we did an upgrade to the CT machine in the Cancer Center that the foundation paid for. It was $167,000 to do that upgrade. We did added a cross-checker, a quality checker, to our radiation machine. That was $30,000. So any ticket over there, even a vital signs machine to go in one of our chemotherapy stations, is well over $2,000. So the more money we can raise at this and other events, the better we can serve those who are in our community and our surrounding communities in their fight against cancer.
We're talking to Tanya Thayer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, talking about the Grand Fonda Bike Race, which is virtual this year. There are some very generous sponsors providing support for the Grand Fonda. Tell us about them.
Yes, we have been supported every year in this race, and this year we once again were supported by Lesher's Heating and Cooling, McPherson Law Office, State Bank, and a new sponsor this year is Ingrown Farms. So fortunately with them, they donated early and they were comfortable with our switch and going to a virtual race. And their names will be on our T-shirt, and I appreciate you giving us an opportunity to give a shout-out to our sponsors, because certainly they're why these events happen.
And Tanya, what about the other sponsorship opportunities available right now? And if someone's interested, how could they get involved?
Yep, absolutely. We haven't sent our shirts into print yet, and we can still add their logo to our website. And all they need to do is call FHN. Our number here is 815-599-6000 and ask for the foundation. And I'd love to talk to them about sponsorship.
All right. Now, how do the riders register for this event?
We have a registration page on FHN.org. If they scroll down, they'll see on the home page a link, and our logo will be there. There's lots of bicycles in our logo, so it's easy to spot. Once they go in there, they'll see a waiver where they can sign up and then a donate now. If anyone gives more than $50, then they qualify for our commemorative T-shirt.
And this may be, you've gone virtual this year. This really made and enable people to actually, more people donate now because it's, you know, gone completely virtual. They make it very easy.
Absolutely. I mean, in the past, we've always been the fourth Saturday of June. We've competed against the Farm Bureau's breakfast here in town, so there are always other events going on, and I know there's been a Pretzel City 5K on the same day. So this year, we have suggested people start now, start today, or go up until June 27th, so they have a couple of weekends in there, some very nice weekdays. They can pick the day they want, the time they want, the wind speed that they want, and go out and enjoy our beautiful country roads, and to get some good fitness, some good health, and also make a donation to the Cancer Center. So we really feel like, although it's unfortunate we can't gather together and have that fellowship, we still are hopefully going to see more people register and get out and enjoy the country roads and enjoy fitness.
Boy, that sounds great. Now, there's one more important community event coming up tomorrow, and then next Wednesday, community testing for COVID-19. Give us some of those details.
Yes. So this is, although we've been doing testing here at FHN now for several months, that has been specifically for people with symptoms. Well, now we're opening it up, the community testing for asymptomatic, so you don't have to have symptoms, and then also people with symptoms. But we're holding this in the Burchard Hills campus, so our clinic over by Culver's and State Bank area. And it's just from 5 to 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday and next Wednesday. It's going to be a drive-through, so they're going to pull in and see lots of orange cones and signage to help direct them. But then we are doing the testing just from 5 to 7:30 on both those Wednesdays, this Wednesday, June 17th, next Wednesday, June 24th. And hopefully we'll be able to help people maybe get some peace of mind. There's not instantaneous results, so the results will take anywhere from possibly 2 to 5 days, depending on how busy the labs are.
And this test is a COVID-19 test, so it would be testing only as to whether or not you have the virus right now. This is not an antibody test, which would test you to tell whether or not you've had it in the past.
That's correct. Yep, so it will just know if someone is currently testing positive. And there's no appointment necessary, and this is first come, first serve. There's no cost. So we'll have people line up and do the testing. We don't really know what to expect. It's our first time doing community testing that includes people without symptoms. So it should be an interesting evening, but we've been doing testing now for months, so we feel like we've got a pretty good system in place.
All right, so that begins tomorrow at 5, continues until 7:30, and then a week from tomorrow as well, right?
Correct.
All right, very good. Now, how can people find out more about the testing, but also about the Grand Fonda?
They can find out more about the Grand Fonda Tour Against Cancer or the COVID-19 testing at FHN.org. If they go to our website, scroll down, they'll see lots of icons they can click on and provide more details.
All right. Tanya, always great to talk to you. Always great information. Thanks a lot. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Tanya Thayer here today, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation this morning. This is The Morning Mess.